Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Turn with me now to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Now, that ought to be enough to put you on the run. Look at it. Look at it again. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort or healings, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. Whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the suffering, so shall you also be partakers of the consolation. Now, that word is encouragement. He's the God of comfort and encouragement. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence or the answer of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver in whom we trust, and he will yet deliver us. Now, you come on down. I want to come down here to this 18th verse. But God is true. Our word or our preaching toward you was not yes and no. Well, now, Brother Copeland, now just wait a minute here. The answer might be yes, the answer might be no, and the answer might be wait a while. You have some scripture for that, please? Yeah, it's third somebody else. I've heard that. It might be yes, it might be no, it might be wait a while. So, there's no ground for faith there. Without an exceeding great and precious promises, you don't have anything to stand on. Neither does anyone else. Because all of these exceeding great and precious promises, as I said, are blood bought. Now, Brother Copeland, is that all you preach about? Yes. That's what this book is about. It's a blood book. The blood of animals, the blood of men, and the blood of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen is allowed in this congregation. Okay. Good. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea, not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all, I'm going to add to this a little bit. For all of the exceeding great and precious promises of God in him are yes and amen. Glory. It's his word. Where's that other podium? Podium people? I've had it all up here on the roof. I won't. I need to go down there. I need to step on somebody's toes. Get down here where I can talk to you. Oh, yes. The weather's better down here. In him. Yes and amen. Before the resurrection, there were a lot of trials and tribulations and troubles that had to be dealt with in order to get back to the Garden of Eden. It took centuries, not just days. The prophets. Well, you say there's a major prophets and a minor prophets. Hey, they're prophets. That's, you know, they kind of divide them up so you know how to study. Don't be doing that. Scripture says he's a prophet, he's a prophet. And some of the minor ones said the biggest stuff. Like Micah. Bethlehem Ephratah. In you will be born a child. 715 years later, that came to pass in Bethlehem. Now that word from God, that exceeding great and precious promise controlled armies. It controlled kingdoms because Jesus had to be there. Mary and Joseph had to be there on time. The reason there was no room in the inn because they were late getting there. A woman pregnant on a donkey for 90 miles. That hurts just to think about it. But angels were involved. And don't you know that little donkey? You know, he came back saying, you should have seen what happened to me. The mother of God rode on my back. That little donkey's probably in heaven today. Maybe he's become totally white. Like the white horse Jesus rides. I don't know one way or the other, but I do know this. That word from Micah controlled the stars, the movement of the heavens, so the Magi would be able to see that star at the proper place at the proper time and follow it. All because of what Micah said. No, Micah didn't say that. God said that. And Micah is the one that uttered it. That's amazing. But it was an exceeding great and precious, priceless promise. for the future. And it worked. And you and I are here tonight because it worked.
Yes.
We're in this place of worship tonight because it worked.
Yes.
And there are people around the world that are tuned in to Victory tonight because it worked.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So it is the faith of God. And Jesus is the author, the finisher, or the developer of our faith. If you were building a beautiful new home, quite expensive, thank you very much, and you just happen to be Gloria Jean Copeland, and you have designed everything in this house, and so the cabinets are just perfect. You don't want some heavy-handed carpenter to come in there and work on those cabinets with some great big old hammer and knock half moon dents when he's driving a nail. Who do you want? You want the finished carpenter. That's what he's called. He's the one that is skilled to finish this cabinet. That piano one time was a tree. And you have to have the right wood. And here again, it's the finish on it. I mean, it's a good piano, but it, you know, you don't just not paint the thing or anything, just all got knots and stuff all around it. It's the finish, guy. Jesus is the finisher of our faith. He's the one that, by the Spirit of God, has helped us to develop it and to learn about it and understand things about it, to know how it works. And the great cloud of witnesses that went before us have taught us. Kenneth Hagin, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, like I said before, they taught us. And now we are going on and we're teaching our young people and teaching you. Amen.
Amen.
And so we wound up with Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Now, I don't know how in the world that happened. It just did. Well, you know, Terry's to blame for that because she... I mean, she wanted this and thinking about it and praying about it and confessing it and all that, going over and over and over again, and the Lord obeyed it. Her faith worked for that because of her desire to teach faith, to preach faith. Oh, faith in God. We will be in heaven not ever having plumbed the depth of it or the height of it. And it's enormous, magnificent power. And Jesse Duplantis was talking about when he was in heaven and the angel was leading him around, that God would just... I mean, when God tries to whisper something and it's just so full of power, it just... And it's faith power, the faith of God. But he had to have the exceeding great and precious promises, for those exceeding great and precious promises are filled with his faith. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's go to the 10th chapter of Romans. Now, it isn't right just to pick that out in the 17th verse, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. No. Chapter 10, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that it might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Or in other words, just incorrect. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. What's happening here? These are words of correction. For Christ is the anointed one, and his anointing is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise, say not in your heart. Don't be saying this now. Saying. Words. Words were never to be for communication primarily. Because in the beginning, God said, words release power. Words release faith. Words release fear. Words release joy. Words release hate and trouble and pain. Words. Governments are run by words. And some people spend all their time trying to figure out how to break a contract.
Yes, that's true.
Well, our contract is written in blood. You don't break this one and you don't alter it. It doesn't need upgrading every few years. And I dare say that that's the reason the Constitution of the United States has stood strong, is because they are divinely ordered words. It's been attacked from every side, and mostly because of different judges. But it's still there. It is still there. Now, our granddaughter Jenny's husband is Greek. And of course, and they came over for Christmas and so forth. And of course, when he got here, he got his green card, because he's married to an American citizen that's living in Greece. And so they showed him some things about the United States, and he said, 245 years? Is that all? He's from Greece. But the United States of America has been a nation with one constitution and one form of government longer than any other nation in history. It has not been changed. Because He's our God and we are His people. It's come under a lot of fire, but it's hell because so much of it came from the Bible for we the people. Who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what does it say? Now, wait a minute. What are we talking about? The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. We didn't make that title up. Kenneth Hagin didn't make that title up. The Spirit of God made that title up in the heart of this great apostle. The word of faith which we preach. That, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, the Scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? They can't. And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. And how shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. And as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring the glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can read those words and hear people preach on it all your life and never pay a lick of attention to it. Wind up sometime realizing you're not even saved. But then one day you heard it. One day you heard it. You've heard me tell this before, but Gloria and I had, we came in on a weekend from Tulsa to preach there in at Grace Temple, Harold Nichols Church. And of course, when we walked in the door, and it was late that evening when we got there, and so I don't know, the minute we walked through the door, my mother just grabbed Gloria and headed back to the back part of the house. I don't know where they were going. I said, Mother, you got any tapes? Yeah. And they're on that tape recorder. And she walked in there and just handed me this big white box. And it was a tape by Kenneth E. Hagin. Now, I saw him in a Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, but I never did hear him preach. I knew little or nothing about him. Big 7-inch reel. On one side, you can write your own ticket with God. And on the other side, Paul's revelation. I started listening to that. And I could stop it, you know, and play some of it again. I never heard anything like that in my life. Never. Not ever. Faith came. I heard it with my spirit for the first time. I heard you can have what you say. Oh. Now, I carried my New Testament in my pocket because that's where I used to carry my cigarettes. They got replaced. Amen. Thank God forever. And I had my New Testament in there, and I got it out, and I'm reading there. And then of course, we wound up, you know, Mark 11, 23. And then I read that, and I said, oh, God, this is, you can, and he said it, you can trust this. You can trust the written word like you trust a highly trusted friend or a lawyer or a doctor. You can trust this word.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith, get in His Word, and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
We are so excited to bring you Brother Copeland's Victory First Conference. This is a very timely word for 2022. And what a blessing it is to share it with our partners and friends all over the world. God has given to us exceeding great and precious promises. What you need to do is locate the scriptures that cover your situation. Renew your mind to those scriptures, stand on them. Have faith in God for those promises to come to pass. Another great way to renew your mind is to attend a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Our Branson Victory Campaign is April 7th through 9th in Branson, Missouri at Faith Life Church. Set aside these 3 days to focus. Focus in on the Word of God. There'll be great times of praise and worship, and Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be preaching the Word of God. There's really something about being there in person. You'll experience an atmosphere of faith. You just have to come and experience it for yourself. Build your faith. Refresh your spirit. Be strengthened in your inner man. This is the time to grow, to trust, and believe God like never before. The campaign is free to attend. You can register today. Go to kcm.org and you can get the information. Until tomorrow, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.